Hi everyone, this is Apostolic Watchman Antoine, and welcome back to my YouTube channel. Today I would like to share a prophetic word from the Lord with five scripture verses for today, May 10th, 2024. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 16 to 21, it says, "And when we have known and believed the love that God has for us, God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If someone says, 'I love God,' and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must also love his brother as well." And then Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 to 45 says, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust." And then John chapter 15, verse 18 to 25 says, "If the world hates you, you know they hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet, because you are not of the world, but I choose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, 'A servant is not greater than his master.' If they persecute me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father also. If I have done among them the works which no one else did, they will have no sin. But now they have seen and also hated both me and my Father. But this happens that the word might be fulfilled which is written in their law, 'They hated me without a cause.'" And then Romans chapter 3, verse 23, and Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." And then lastly, Romans chapter 10, verse 9-10 says, "That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Amen. So with that, here is the prophetic word from the Lord. The Lord is saying to you all, congratulations, my sons and my daughters, over your accomplishments of finishing your final exams and the rest of your college classes and your high school classes. You all deserve my blessings and my favors over your accomplishments, including your graduation ceremonies and your diplomas and your degrees. But I come to tell you all how proud I am to you all for going through classes and going through trials and tribulations, said the Lord. You all even have fun in high schools and some colleges. You all even obey me, turn to me, and even trusted me throughout my relationship with you all as well. And you all even separate yourselves from people who attended wild parties, clubs, and all sinful activities that leads them straight to hell and into demons. It was that hard for you, but it is for better chance to ignore them and to come out of worldly people who love sins and death and even Satan himself from demon spirits. So walk away from them immediately. Come out of your worldly sins and be separate from them and draw near to me with repentance and baptism of the Holy Spirit and with water, said the Lord of hosts. I love you all so much, and you all have obeyed me, trusted me, and loved me so much, just like the five wise virgins from Matthew chapter 25, verse 1 through 13, my sons and my daughters. You all shall receive my blessings, including my favors and even my crowns from heaven during the rapture of the church. You all are still blessed by the best from me, as long as you all love me and my people so much, and even my sound teachings, my truth, my Bible, and my gospel of Jesus Christ, said the Lord of hosts. So keep seeking me and my kingdom first before you all do anything else right now and on the weekend, said the Lord of hosts. Keep spending more time with me, and I will show you all more revelations, more dreams and visions, more warnings from me to warn my people, and more signs and wonders to come, said the Lord of hosts. So happy Mother's Day to all the moms, to all the grandmas, and to all the godmothers, and to all the other moms, including new moms as well. Enjoy your life with me on your Mother's Day and your sons and your daughters' graduation ceremonies this weekend. Beware of the Antichrist spirit, including Palestinian protesters and all other protesters who are against me and against you all and have ruined your graduation ceremonies, including Mother's Day, and including in the streets, cities, and neighborhoods as well. So stay away from that group immediately and pray and intercede for these people immediately for salvation, Holy Spirit baptism, or baptism of the Holy Spirit, water baptism, healing, deliverance, and church homes, including Bible studies. They are not my people anymore, and I did not tell them to join in the protesting groups, including Palestinian protesting groups. I have warned them so many and many times not to join in that protesting groups, but they disobey me, hated me, and mock at me without a cause, and I will release my ultimate cup of God's wrath immediately, and they will be surprised on how much I am attacking them back with my wrath for messing with me, mocking against me, and with Israel, the land that I created and that I anointed with the Holy Spirit to my people as well, said the Lord of hosts. So do not say anything against Israel nor my people, for they do nothing wrong to you all and to the rest of my people, said the Lord of hosts. If you say anything bad against Israel and my people, then I will pour out my wrath unto you all, and you all shall be cursed forever, unless you repent first and immediately, said the Lord of hosts. Every seed or word curses you say against Israel and my people, including me, will be added back to you all with God's wrath, said the Lord of hosts. So do not mess with Israel, and do not mess with me and my people anymore, said the Lord of hosts. Do not become disobedient to me, and do not become like Satan as an agent of Satan or a follower of Satan himself. If you hang out with them, then you will be defeated by Satan and by them, and you will receive my wrath towards you all, just like I did to Satan or Lucifer, who was defeated by me as well, said the Lord of hosts. So repent right now and immediately, my sons and my daughters, and become my followers of me, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior. And I will make you all fishers of men to pray and to intercede to my people and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ out to my people and on social media. This is your last chance to repent now without waiting for people to respond to you about my message for whatever reason. This is also your last chance to do it now without waiting until the last minute so that your name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life and to receive eternal life in heaven from me during the rapture of the church and during the afterlife, said the Lord of hosts. So don't wait until the last minute. Do it right now before your time is up in your last days on earth, said the Lord of hosts. And as for those who's making bad comments to my son and my prophet, Antoine R. Westbrook, and the rest of my sons and my daughters on social media, including on Facebook. You all will receive my wrath of God immediately over your pride, your false teachings, your twisting scripture verses for your bad arguments, your mockings and scoffings against me, and over your disobedience to me, said the Lord of hosts. I told you all through Prophet Antoine Westwood not to mock and scoff against me and against him. I told you all again not to send bad comments against me and against Prophet Antoine Westwood as my apostolic watchman on his YouTube channel. If you keep ignoring me, denying my warnings and my prophetic words of encouragement, and even send negative and bad comments to me and to my prophet Antoine Westbrook's video on his YouTube channel, Apostolic Watchman Antoine Westbrook, then I will send more God's wrath to you all, while my son Antoine Westbrook keep blocking you all and keep reporting you all over your bad behaviors and your false teachings against me. You are not to wrestle against flesh and blood, and not even unto me and him as well. Since you all love me, then love Prophet Antoine R. Westbrook as my son, and even everyone else around you as well, and keep obeying me, loving me, and trusting me forever, said the Lord of hosts. But if you do not love me, including the rest of my people on YouTube channel, and that includes Antoine as well, then you are an enemy to me, and I will send down my wrath to you immediately, unless you change your mind and repent immediately, so that I will not be against you, and that I will love you so much forever as well. But if you love me and hated my son and my prophet Antoine Westbrook, including the rest of my sons and my daughters on social media and on YouTube as well, then I will block you and I will report to you through Prophet Antoine Westbrook and the rest of my people on YouTube channels. And I will send out my wrath to you all immediately as well, said the Lord of hosts. For you are a liar for loving me and hating my people, including Prophet Antoine Westbrook, for no reason. You hated them. If you hate them, you hate me as well. So read 1 John chapter 4, verse 20 and 21. And you will see why you need to love me and to love all of my people, including Prophet Antoine Westbrook as well, said the Lord of hosts. So I love you all so much, my sons and my daughters, and I do not want anyone to be disobedient unto me, to receive my wrath over their disobedience and sins against me. And I do not want anyone to perish with a lack of knowledge, and a lack of love because of your sins and pride at the last minute of your life, said the Lord of hosts. So enjoy your graduation weekend and enjoy your Mother's Day weekend, my sons and my daughters. And I will always be with you all and to hear your prayers, said the Lord of hosts. Love everyone, including your enemies and including one person to another, just as I love you all so much. And remember, I am coming soon like a thief in the night, unexpectedly and immediately, just like 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 through 18 said, "For me," said the Lord of hosts. And that is a prophetic word from the Lord. Amen. So, if you do not want to go to hell and into the lake of fire with hatred, bitterness, unforgiveness, pride, witchcraft, mocking, scoffing, protesting, supporting sins, and all other ungodly sins at the last minute of your life. And if you do not want to be left behind after the rapture and to suffer God's wrath in the 7-year tribulation in this world, and if you want to go to heaven to be with Jesus Christ forever by having your name be written in the Lamb's Book of Life forever, and if you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and even if you are lukewarm or backslide away from God and into sins before the rapture comes, then say this simple repentance prayer with me. Say, "Dear Lord Jesus, I am a sinner, and I'm asking you to forgive me for all my sins in the name of Jesus. I believe that you died on the cross for all my sins, and that you are raised from the dead the third day, so that I shall be saved. So thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my life and for dying on the cross for all my sins. I accept you now as my Lord and my Savior. Wash me, cleanse me, protect me, and cover me with your blood, and fill me with your Holy Spirit with fire. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior, and I receive your Holy Spirit right now. In Jesus' my name I pray, forever and ever. Amen. Now the Bible says on Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So congratulations. Welcome to the Kingdom family. And yes, you are rapture ready. Amen. So I encourage you all to find a church home that share the gospel of Jesus Christ and that lead all people and all souls unto salvation with baptism of the Holy Spirit, baptism of water, healing, deliverance, and discipleship. And I also encourage you all to read the book of John and the Bible to learn more about Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And also read the book of Acts to learn more about the Holy Spirit and how to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit as well. And then read the rest of the Bible so you all can learn more about God's creation of heaven and earth, including human beings, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, including the Holy Spirit, other Bible characters that existed a long time ago, and the revealing of what's to come in the future, according to the book of Revelation and the Bible. So God bless you all. Jesus love you all. Peace and shalom. And I can't wait to see you all in the clouds in heaven during the rapture. Amen. And once again, congratulations to all the college and high school graduates, including 8th graders as well, upon your accomplishments on your graduation days. And also, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers on Mother's Day. So, peace and shalom. God bless you all. I love you all. And enjoy your weekend. Take care and God bless you all. Bye-bye.